You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah, brought to you from Johannesburg, is Daf Tetvav. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher of Yochanan Zakkai, and he claims that Baalak minichas reichel umakir ktoret. That's crazy. How could he go in and be makriv ktoret? He at least touched her, and since the Rabbanan define that once she is rei adam, there's a tumah de Rabbanan mi'et li'et, so he touched that woman during that time. So how could he possibly not need to go to the mikveh? You're right. Rabbi Yehuda, it's like Shammai. Shammai says, "Kol anashim dayan she'atam." So according to Shammai, there is no such thing as tumah mi'et li'et. So therefore, that's the whole point that Rabbi Yehuda is saying. I don't know what you guys are talking about. If there's no chashash that she was roya there b'shas ma'isa, either through ot yom or zvanai riyah, or post ot yom, where it's not a vanai riyah, but it's at least a suffik riyah. But if it's beyond that, what's the problem? It's not as such thing as meisleis dayan shaita. Say, okay, but I mean, he slept with a woman. He's a balkari, isn't he? So, I mean, good. She's not betami from her. But you're saying he could just walk right into the heichal. How do you walk right into the heichal after intercourse? Answers the Gemara, b'shalo gamar biyata. He never ejaculated. So he didn't complete. He was, in terms of the din of bayal nida. Fine, Ha'ara defines bayal nida. So Rabbi Akiva would say, okay, what do I care if it was gamar biyata or not? There was minimal penetration. That minimal penetration is already considered to be tameh mishum bayal nida. But if you all, there is no nida here, so then, and there's no balkari. Balkari is defined by actual ejaculation. No ejaculation, no tumah at all. Mamela, I'm saying, there's no problem. There's no tumah because he did not touch her except after the two shiurim, and therefore we're back into your guy's imagination, which is that there's such a thing as me'etz leis. I was mekabel for my rabbi, there's not such a thing as me'etz leis. So what's your problem? As long as he's not about Kerry, why can't he just walk into the Beis HaMikdash? Umaydim chachomim l'Rabbi Akiva b'roa keter. However, the chachomim remained to Rabbi Akiva that this is only legabe re'iyah. But legabe ketem, there the husband would also be tummy. Now, remember that we had two ways of understanding earlier the interrelationship between re'iyah and ketem. So he said, Aliba the Rabbi Meir, a ketem is more chomer, counterintuitively, than a re'iyah is. Because where you're talking about a re'iyah, we have the overall sense that the re'iyah is when you find it. If the dam would have been here before, you would have found it before. And isha margisha b'atzma. So what are we talking about? Mashenkin by a ketem, we have undeniable evidence that something happened. You're saying, well, was it there before? How do you know? Did you look? You found it now. Did you look 10 minutes ago? No. Did you look 3 hours ago? No. So how do you know it wasn't there the whole time? There's absolutely no reason for us to say it suddenly appeared now, as we would have said by the Dam. So Aliba de Rabbi Meir, we're even more machmer by Ketem than we are by Re'iyah. Mashenken Aliba de Rabbon. And as we said before, Shalot Tehei Kitmach Amur Meriyata. It doesn't make sense to say that the whole Chumra that we had about a Ketem, which is Be'etzem, really Meriyata, shouldn't be Matami at all. Because a woman who doesn't feel, I mean, this is the Yesod Gadol in all of Masechet Nida. If she didn't feel, which were derived from the Pasuk, if she didn't feel that dam, there was no bodily reaction, then, and there's a question whether just feeling something wet is considered to be a bodily reaction, but if there wasn't that fundamental feeling of, uh-oh, something just changed in me, she's not tame. What about that? That's not dam nidos. The Torah doesn't say all dam is dam nidos. The Torah defines specific dam with specific color, with a specific hargosha. In other words, it's not a dam. So the Rabbanan said, but what happens if she wasn't concentrating? Maybe she was urinating and didn't realize it. Maybe she was in the middle of intercourse and didn't realize it. Maybe it happened when she was making a bedika. Maybe she had a feeling, but there were other things going on at the same time, which of course is today very fundamental for pain control. We actually do that. So in other words, you do something else at the same time. And that, you know, so they even implant devices to give you mild electrical shocks so you don't feel what otherwise would have been a pain that you would have been going crazy about. And things like that's the same thing. So something happened at that time that essentially makes her not be Margisha. So we're glazer. But I mean, that's like a very, it's a whole brand new idea. You find a stain. Since when is a stain metame? Where was the Re'iyah? So how can you possibly say the stain is going to be more karma than a Re'iyah mamish? Okay, this is the machlokes that we have between, we had it before. So this obviously is going to color the way that we understand the Mishnah. So Rav says, when it says over here that Chachamim are made it to Rabbi Akiva, they mean they're made it to Rabbi Akiva, just like Rabbi Akiva said that Be'etla Echibanita is a retroactive tuma, and it's Betame as Be'allah. They're made it that when it comes to a Ketem, it's a retroactive tuma, and it's Betame as Be'allah. And therefore, it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, he who says that indeed a ketem is more karma than a riya. Rav Shmuel says, no. It means that a karma made it. And if she finds a ketem, so she's tame from this point on. And it's going according to Rabbanan, who hold that you can't say you're going to be more machmir. And therefore, it's only mikan al haba. So, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Somebody needs to tell me that the woman who is Raya Ketem is Metame Mikan al Haba. I thought that's the point. If she's a Ketem, that's what Ketem means. If she sees a Ketem, we have to assume she's a Nida. So we're assuming she's a Nida, she's going to Metame her husband. So how could you possibly say that I have a big Kiddush over her? Oh, by the way, if it was Ketem, if it means like I thought it meant, well, this is only if she is talking about retroactive tumor for a Riyah. But big Kiddush, if it's a Ketem over there, the Rabbanan don't agree, it's more karma. You're telling me if, oh, by the way, a woman who saw Ketem is tummy. What? That's what it's saying? Pshita. Aha, not so big, not so pshita. Because, look, I would have said like this. Listen. Ma'odetem ha'omi eight le'eit is the Rabbanan. And ketamim is the Rabbanan. When you take for granted, that's because you're prejudiced with the idea that a ketam means that we give her tuma. Who says so? Ketam is a Rabbanan invention. Me'et la'et is a Rabbanan invention. We saw that already. It's so much an invention that it doesn't even apply to chulin. Forget about ba'ala. So it may only apply to truma. According to one man, the Amar, and then the Lashem Ravuna, it applies only to kacha. So it's an invention. Therefore, it didn't affect Ba'ala. So if you're telling me that Ketem is an invention, so I would have said, Ketem may not affect Ba'ala at all. Why is it so poshut? It's a given. No, Ketem, Ikamahaba, obviously that's a reality, but it's not a reality. So I would have thought, just like Mami Eitla Eit is not Metamet Ba'ala, Af Ketamim Lametamat Ba'ala. What makes you take that for granted? This is the Mishnah's coming to say that. You should know that Chachamim Remeida, that a Ketem is Metamez Ba'ala. Kamash Malan. Wait a minute. So why isn't that true? That's a very good point. I never thought of that. So Ema Achinam and said, why isn't that true according to everybody? Well, it shouldn't only be a question now of the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva. Why isn't everybody? The Rabbanan, if they hold that there's no such thing as a tuma that would be metamez be'ala, so I don't get it. It should not be metame at all. Answers the Gemara, because there is a greater reason to be metame, or because of the tuma derabanan of ketem, than there is for the tuma derabanan of re'iyah, according to everybody. Not only the Slav Kamina, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, is marked for biktami. Because the reason is that there hatam ein shor shachut lefanecha. Did you have any reason? Shor shachut lefanecha means we have to paskin. Here's a shor shachut, not a shaila, it's kosher, not kosher, so on. At the time of the maga yesterday, did anybody suspect something was wrong? Was there something there that, oh my gosh, what's the halacha going to be? So where at the time there's no need to be pesek, the Rabbanan and Adgeiz is something, let's create a problem out of whole cloth, which we only realize is a problem after it already happened. I had no reason to be geyser at that moment, so I'm not going to be geyser retroactively. Over here we have an issue. There is dam now in front of us. Here's the ketam. What's it doing here? Where did it come from? Tell me a psak. So where I have to give you a psak, I don't think nafka mina is in the psak for husband, not, but for this, yeah, that's the chiddush that mikan alaba. Really, the ketan is betam yezboyala, even though it's just as inventive as the mi'eta etis. The reason that we were not betam yezboyala with the rabbah was not because it was an invention. It was because you're not machmer on something which is not a shaila in front of you. I don't have any shaila. That's why I don't go back in time to create shailas, that's all. But over here, I'm not going back in time. I'm going mikan al haba. The other rabbanu who don't create differences. Well, she's sort of a nida. She's sort of a nida. If you're telling me she's a ketam, she's a nida. If she's a nida, she'll be matama by Allah. Obviously, albeit it's a bit of rabbanu, but it'll still be a tumashiva. And therefore, and by the way, this machlokas that we just had between Rav and Shmuel is also machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish also said that a ketam is metame lemafreya, and it's going on Libra Rabbi Meir is more makma ketamim than on Re'ia. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's only going mikan alhaba, and the Kiddush is on Libra Rabbanan, who say that a ketam cannot be more chomer than a Re'ia. Okay, you're on, Doc. Kol anashim becheskat tara levaalehem. As we saw earlier, this was the Mishnah that Shmuel was soimich on, and wasn't machmer bichlal, not like any of the shitas that were saying. No, you've got to make certain. You have to be sure. That then was a question of what do we mean by making sure. So Shmuel, I disagree with both of you. How can you disagree with Tanoim? He's soimich on this brayta, this Mishnah that. Kol anashim yesh laveset, ein laveset. It's not an issue, and we don't have to be chayish that just because ein laveset, she may be re'adam at any minute, or oy labala, who knows what's going to happen to this poor guy. As long as she's not being re'adam, she's not being re'adam, and therefore becheskat tara levaalehem. And now here comes a piece that doesn't seem to, it just seems to be repetitive. And habayin man haderech, when her husband comes home from the road, nisham lehem becheskat tahara, they can assume that their wives are tahar, and you do not need any further questioning or bedika. That's what you just said. Is it called nisham becheskat tahara levaalehem? So why are you saying, and if he comes to the road, says the Gemara, lomeli lemit habayin man haderech. What is the second clause in the Mishnah? Because there is a difference. So if her husband is around and may come home at some point, so then her attention is focused on the question of whether she is Tahira or Tamea. But if she's not a Sukha Vatiras, she's not thinking about whether she's Rey Adam or not. Her husband's out of town. Who knows when he's going to return? So she's not thinking about it. You know, if I'll find a lot of blood, I'll know I'm a Nida. I'm not going to sit there, you know, being Baidik myself and questioning whether I noticed something or not. What do I care? So I might have thought that if her husband is around, so over there she's Rami Anafsha, she pays attention to the question and she'll be Bodeket and she'll feel if anything went wrong. But if he's not even in town, so over there it doesn't help. Sikol anashu becheskas tara levaalei, and that becheskas tara is based on the fact that the woman is attentive. So echad aleta b'mata delo ramyan. After over there, she's not paying any attention. Lo, I would have said the Mishnah wouldn't amend it from the first clause of kol anashu becheskas tara. Therefore, kamash blon, even though he's b'min aderech, it's also okay. She's always sufficiently attentive that we don't have to worry that there is tuma, because basically you left her becheskes tayra. Omrei shloki b'shum rebiyud anisiyana. Obviously, it depends how long you've been away. I mean, if as we said earlier, if you left becheskes tayra and now you're back 2 months later, I mean, what's the shaykh to say? Well, you know, she was okay then, she's okay now. I mean, I know that she got her period at one point. Therefore, it's talking about, says Reish Lakish, it's talking about that there was an assumption of an ona beinonit. We saw that already before, that the stam word ona means shloshim yom, every 30 days. And we call that an ona beinonit. And the Gemara doesn't use that word. The Gemara just says onata. That's common ona, that we assume every 30 days is a menstrual cycle. So if you came during that time and there's no reason to believe that there was a reason that she bled, so fine. Then you can assume that that kazaka goes on, even if you've been out of town and she's not particularly involved in the process. It's fine. Omer Avuna. So Avuna says, well, now wait a minute. even that is not quite enough, what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said. Because what if she has a period herself? I mean, you're telling me the standard ona. Okay, but I mean, clearly, now he says something over here which doesn't seem to make any sense. Loshna, this is only where that we say that if you come back home within 30 days, you don't have to insist on a batik or anything else. The assumption is that she's Torah. When is that? That's only if she doesn't have her own period. But if Yeshla Veset, if she has her own set period, then she would be also Lashamish. Simon, what are you talking about? Klape Laya, where are you going, man? Klape Laya means, where are you headed? Where are you going? If anything, it's the other way around. I don't get it. If you're telling me this woman is like random Re'ias, so, oh, if she's random Re'ias, then it's no problem. It's only if she's got a site. If she has random Re'ias, I mean, she has no Veset, so then you have much more to worry about, don't you? So then, Ema Chazoy? Then you should be more worried. The truth is we're not, because the Mishnah is saying it doesn't really matter. Kol Anashim. The truth is we're not, but if somebody's going to come along and insist that there's a difference, this is the wrong direction for the difference. Then we'll attack you as to whether it's true. But even what you're saying doesn't even make any sense. There's nothing to attack. If she had a Veset that was Kavua, so then that Veset is Kavua. So how could it be in that direction? So clearly there's a misunderstanding. Ravuna never would have said something so idiotic. What Ravuna must have said was this, that Amar Ravuna, when do we say this halacha, that if he came in within 30 days, that there was no requirement for a bedika? That's only if lo igia sha'at vista. If before he came home, let's say she had a vesta that was less than Yona Benonit, so she would see every 28 days. So then, if it was time for a Veset before he returned, then you cannot assume that she's Tahora. Then it would varai be Asura. Why? Because of a Vesto Dioraita. We're going to see tomorrow a major machloket, we mentioned it briefly before, about whether the din of an assumption of Re'iyaz Dam without any indication that there was a Re'iyaz Dam, namely the Veset, is the actual menstrual cycle, Alaka L'Meshim Yisina, that you are mechuyev to worry about, which is different than most things, which either something is mutter or you find out that it's Aser, but not, well, there's a standard period and therefore the assumption is that you're Aser. That's a whole new way of looking at things. Okay? There are those who hold that it's Alaka L'Meshim Yisina, that you must be parish b'shas veset, and if you're not, if she's not bedekes, then there's assumption that it was re'iyah, even though there was no indication of re'iyah. That's one sheet. There's another sheet that holds that this whole thing is a drabbanan. The drabbanan were mechayev you to be bedek b'shas vesta. But it's not, if it weren't bedek vadai, she was re'iyah, there was a dinner to that not. So the I'm holding, according to this lashon, at vesto to diorita. If you're a vesto to diorita, so then if this is the time of her period, pow, you got to assume that she's tamea. Rabbi Barbara Chana says no. The point over here is that the ona benonit is koveya. Even if it was igia sha'at vesta, since vestot are only rabbanan, muteret kasara vestot rabbanan. In other words, what does it mean a vest? That's what it means. The Chachamim say that if she has established a certain periodicity in her Re'iyos, then you are mechuyev to make a bedika. But over here, you're coming back from a trip. Do you have any reason to think she didn't make a bedika? I mean, what's my business? I mean, if there's a problem, she'll tell me. So therefore, there's no reason for us, just like all Isurim, lo machzikin Isura, that is the klal shebeklalim. We don't create Isurim out of whole cloth. So what is the din of a veset? A chiyuv to be baidek. That's all. What does that have to do with me? I'm coming back. What I need to deal right now with whether she was baidek, she wasn't baidek. Oh, she was baidek. But certainly you're not going to create tumah out of whole cloth. There's no reason for me to suspect she's spam. Memela, even if higia shat vesta, she would also be muteret, because these vestot are only drabon, and we don't say that because if it comes to an ona benonit, okay, so the ona is a universal. Okay, there will be machmer, but her own personal vestot that came before the ona benonit, I'm not worried about that. Rav Ashi says, no, that's not what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna says something else completely. Matniach. This is what I heard. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu, when do we say that she's becheskes tyra, even if her own personal shat vesta had come and we're only concerned about the ona benunit? That's dafka, where she doesn't have a veset that is triggered by the 29th day, let's say. Her veset is dependent on jumping rope on the 29th day. So she has a veset for yamim ukvitzot. So therefore, look, since Lamaisish doesn't have any veset that doesn't involve an activity of some kind, so it's totally an amaisa, so given the amaisa, tayamil de maloka, why should I think she was Rayadam? Who's to say that she jumped rope? Maybe she didn't jump rope. So over there, the veset, personal veset, is not makayevni. Ava yeshua veset liyamim alone. So then, of course, Asur L'Shamesh. According to this, we would say Daf Kedalok is the opposite. Kosova Vesto Dioraita. If her Veset consists of, at the arrival of the 29th day from the previous Re'ia, she's going to see, so then obviously we're not going to say, well, as long as it's not the Ona Beinonis, that's the 30th day, but she's already Tamei for the 29th day. And since there's no other trigger, so I have no choice, since it's Halacha L'Rashmi Sinai, I have no choice but to believe that she had been Rei Adam. So how could I possibly sleep with her? Rabba Barbar Chana Amar, no. Afilu Yeshla Veset, this version, the Machlokas goes, Afilu Yeshla Veset Liyamim alone, she's Muteret, Kasarva Vestot Rabbanu. Omer Rav Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. You should know that even if it is a long trip and he comes back months later, you can, however, figure out whether she had enough time to go to the mikveh. So, therefore, if you come back much later, if she has a veset kavua, so you know, let's say, she saw 32 days after she had last seen. Okay, so that means she's going to see on Chof Hei B'Sivan. Now, let's see. Oh, wow, she had plenty of time. She was there for 7 days, and now she had plenty of time to go to the mikveh. Okay. So now I can assume that she went to the mikveh. Why would I think she didn't go to the mikveh? So, Isha, she is leveset, ba'ala mechashev yeh mevesta. And if he can assume that she was already in the mikveh, he can be ba'ala without further bedika.
You assume woman goes straight away to the mikveh?
It goes straight away to the mikveh.
Even though it's a woman, even though it hasn't been
on there. Oh, exactly. That's what he, according to this pshat. Omerle Rav Shmuel bar Yevil Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan afilu yalda, tebeziza lemitvah, you're telling me that this is like a klal. Every woman's going to go running to the mikvah. I mean, how about if he married a very young woman who every time she needs to go to the mikvah is fetching, and I'm embarrassed, and I don't like it, it's freezing, and people see me, and I can't stand it. No, I don't want to go to the mikvah. And he's got to struggle with her every single time. She's telling me, tell me a klal. He could be mekash. If it wasn't in town, she definitely went to the mikvah. Why would I think she ran to the mikvah? Tosis is Girsa over here, is Girsa. I mean, the way that he pronounces it is Afilu Yolda. Even if she had a child and now has enough time to be mitaris from the Leda, where over there women are afraid to go to the mikveh because they are afraid of catching a chill. Not that she's embarrassed.
She's not well.
Okay, but he has riots for that from the Gemara. We won't discuss it right now. When we get there, we'll talk about it. But anyway, I said, I don't understand how you could make this klal that a woman jumps into the mikveh the moment that she's tmeya. Oh, my lady, excuse me. What do you mean she's vadei tmeya? Did Rabbi Yochanan say anything about being vadei tmeya? You said that the zman of the veset had passed. So, okay, you want to be machmer that she saw. You don't know that she saw. You want to be machmer that she saw. You want to be machmer that she saw, you can also make an assumption that she went to the mikveh. You make an assumption that she saw, so make an assumption was tovelet. Vadei rata mi omer Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about where there was a vadei tuma. Ki omer Rabbi Yochanan. All Rabbi Yochanan said, emer domer Rabbi Yochanan. If, I don't know, suffik rata, suffik lo rata. Okay? Now, that's one suffix. Okay, for a suffix, I'm going to be machmer. Let me turn that suffix into a sveik sveika. Even if she had been re'adam, maybe she went to the mikveh. So since already it's a sveik sveika, so memela im timtzulam rata im atovla avavalei rata. If she had varai ben zrei adam, mi yemar de tavla. Over there, enoch inami. Who is to say that she was tovelet? I wouldn't be able to say that. It would be a suffik and a varai. Ain't a fake, but simi de vadai. I'm only saying if the whole thing is a sveik sveika. I never said you can assume that when you know something is wrong, you can assume that it changed. Why would I assume?
Why don't we just ask her what's going on? Why are we going to...
Because this is the whole point. Do I need to be Tovea? Do I need to have any chashash? Do I need to wake her up and, you know, hey, wake up. Will you pour some water on your face? Let's remember, when was your veset? Hello, what day is today? I don't have to do that.
You have to wake up anyway.
But you don't have to wake up completely. You just have to be slightly conscious. That's where we said the difference is. That's what the whole point was, that we're not mechayevim to wake her up. That was the issue before.
Yeah, the Gemara, she's got to be conscious.
Yes, but we explained before that what that must mean when it says Eira Yishena is semi-conscious. But we don't force her to be able to concentrate and think about things and so on. So I said, wait. Why is that so simple? That ain't safek matzibidei vadai, velo? What you're telling me, never do we have cases where having once established that something is also, that suddenly we're going to assume that it's mutter. Is that so? How about this case over here? Vatanya, doesn't it say that if a chover dies, a chover, somebody's going to be makban and taking off trumas and maisers. So a chover shemate, and we come into zaz, hiniach meguram aleya peirot, he's got a storage room that was full of produce, and these are produce, we're assuming that were varai tevel at one point, and we see that it's all smoothed out, so it was miruach, was done, it's 100% tevel. I don't care if they just were brought in today, a few in b'nei yom atzel, you know what? He's a chaver, but you know, I mean, maybe put it off till tomorrow, and then he died, and there was no tomorrow. No. Even if they're b'nei oman, they're b'chaskat metukanim. Why? That's exactly this case, no? He saw Dom, so to speak, at Tevel, Vadai, and he went to the mikveh. He took off Trumas and Maisers. So why are you saying, no, saw Dom, you can't say Vadai went to a mikveh. It's exactly the same case. So, and here it says you can rely on the fact that it was a Metukan. So, it's a Vadai Tevel. It's a Suffolk, if he took off Maisers, Suffolk Eno. So, Suffolk Musa, Suffolk Eno Musa. And you're saying, no problem, go and use it. So we're talking about Kati, Safika Matzimi Dei Vadai, and you said that there would be no way that Rabbi Yochanan would have said in a case where it was a Vadai Royo, it's only because it's a Sveit Sveika. No, says the Gemara. It's not true. The situation of a Chaver vis-a-vis Maaser is not a maybe. It's a Vadai. No self-respecting Chaver would ever die before taking off Trumas and Maaser. This is an outrageous thing. So over there, it's considered to be a vadai uvadai, because Rav Chanina Chozah, the Omer of Chanina Chozah, it's a chazok al chava sheino motzi mitachat yado davar sheino metukan. So the same way he's not going to sell something as a metukan, he's not going to die without being mitachat something. And Mamela...
Having an accident not to come for supper, who would do such a stupid thing?
Ridiculous. Or you know what? Maybe the other way around. Maybe we shouldn't go so far as to say that that chazaka creates the equivalent of a vadaut. But you're wrong in saying that just because we found his things all fixed up in the migurav perot that it's vadai tevel. Who? How do you know it's vadai tevel? Maybe it's a suffix tevel. Because, I'll tell you why, it's still a suffix in Rabbi Hoshaya. Because Rabbi Hoshaya says, look, Lamaisa, the Chachomim are Machayev for eating even Bederech Aroi. Once you went ahead and ate as an Adam, so we don't say, well, it was just Aroi, I brought it in. That's considered to be Kava. But to give it to my animal, I don't have to be Machmir. So now the question is there a way to make it that I have my tefuah in my home, I do meruach, and it still is not considered to be tevel for my animals at least. So I'm going to save 10% of my animal feed if I can figure out how to do this. Taina's Rav Hoshaya, you can even do this l'chatchila for your animal. Because ma'arim adam al tefuato, umaknisa b'mot shela, what I can do is like this. You can bring the unfinished tefuah which is still unthreshed, it's still got the motes on it. You haven't taken the motes off. Bring it in that fashion, and then it isn't mitchayev, even though it came in. In that way, kadesh te bem to, for yourself you are. But kadesh te bem to, chela tu p'tura min ha-maser. So if we see Megurav, how do we know that he didn't bring it in a way that would be not raya p'nei abayit in as true at the time that he brings it in order to be able to allow his behemoth to eat? Maybe what we're finding was food that he handled that way, so it would be a suffix. Oh, so since it's a suffix, so what you worried about? Maybe he didn't. Fine, so maybe he didn't. Maybe he was, but took off Trumas and Maisers also. So it's suffix much b'day suffix. It's not suffix much b'day vanai. So it becomes the same as Rabbi Yochanan's case. Maybe she was Rei Adam. Maybe she wasn't. And even if she was Rei Adam, maybe she went to the mikveh. Same thing over here. Maybe he was Machlis B'mot Shula. Maybe he wasn't. But even if he wasn't Machlis B'mot Shula, maybe he took off Trumas and Maisers already. Therefore it's Mutter. Okay, fine. You can get away with that case. I'll bring you another case. You tell me, ain't zavek b'tzoy b'dei v'day. How about this? V'atanya. Ma'aseh b'shivchato shel me'sik echad b'rimon. This same Gemara appears in numerous places. In other places, Rashi's gear says me'sik, not me'sik. A me'sik is a guy who is squeezing his olives. A me'sik is a vicious character who's like, people are scared of. So over here, obviously, it could be that maybe he had impregnated his own shivcha and he didn't want people to know. So she got scared, if it's Beitzik, she got scared, aborted her fetus, and threw the navel into a bor. Now, since the din is that even a... Huh? You saw this movie. So even though she's a shivcha, the as Tosis brings, look, that's for sure, that a shivcha is going to be matama later. So now, what happens is she sends someone out, she's like all a tumult. She's got a friend, who's a Kohen, who's also an idiot, as Tosu says, he's a Kohen Shota, he's obviously an idiot, because she sends him to go see whether it was a male or female fetus, in order to know how long she's going to be Tamea from her lady. The stupid Kohen goes ahead, he puts his head over the edge of the board, which of course, if this is really a fetus, it's instead of a mace, it'll be Matami. Okay, so he's an idiot, but forget about that part, right? So now, he cheats, the Kohen comes, looks over the edge of the pit, in order to see whether it was a male or a female, leida im zacharim the keva. And when he got there, he didn't see anything. There's nothing in there. Comes the maizel of the achachamim, and they say, well, you don't have to worry about it. If you didn't find anything there, it was obviously dragged away by a chulda, by a bartalus. And since a chulda and a bartalus are metziyim shon, so you have these free walking around animals in the area, so they probably just dragged it into a lair somewhere, and when he stuck his head over the edge, he was never metame ba'ol, because there was nothing there. Now, was she vada yitila? Yes, it says she threw the fetus into this bor. So there definitely had been a fetus there one time. Now you're saying, well, but I don't know, suffolk or arua, suffolk lo garua, I don't know whether or not they had dragged it away. No. And you're saying, well, you can assume it dragged it away. Why can you assume? You put your head where there was definitely a mace, and you're saying that there wasn't a mace there because something had dragged it away. I just couldn't make out what was going on. But it wasn't there. Because he's having much of a day by night. No. It's talking over there. She was not Hitila Nefel Abor. She threw something or other. She wasn't sure whether it was a Nefel that was really Mitame. Maybe it wasn't a Nefel at all. So it was Kamin Nefel. What do you mean Kamin Nefel? It says she sent this idiot going over there to see whether it was male or female. What do you mean to see whether it was male or female? I mean, first you got to decide if it's human. I mean, what do you mean? Leidaim zacharim the kevakatani. No, it means the Kohen came to look, first of all, to see whether it's batame at all. In other words, I need to know that it's an aphel that's formed, it looks human, and is not something, like the other cases we're going to have later on. We had earlier also issues of what is considered to be batame. As is it, it has to have a tzuras adam and so on. So you first to figure out noifali pila, or maybe it's just a ruachi pila that had no din of anything. And if he finds that there is something that is metame, then he would have to figure out whether it was male or female. It just we're just being mikatzer. Or you know what? Maybe. It's exactly the same as we wanted to say before. A chover is not a suffix. This is the natural activity of a chover. Something comes into the house. As it comes in, takes off Chumas and Maisers. So how could he have died before taking off Chumas and Maisers? Same thing is over here. If there's cats in the area, or other small animals, raccoons or whatever, walking around, you could be certain, the minute they found something to eat, zoom, it's out of there. So that's considered to be a vada in a vada, not a suffering. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you show here the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Hey, here we are, a wonderful morning, first day of Parshas Vayera, Daf Shin Samachay, and we're right up to Daf Tes Vav. So yesterday we had a machlokas, actually right on the bottom of your Dalet Amud Beis. Yesterday you will recall that we had a machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav Chisda, how exactly we are to square the shiur of Rav Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, which is that amount of time in which she puts her hand underneath the kar or the keset to take the aid and do a bedika on the spot, is the shiur of Acher. Or the Lashon in our Mishnah, which is that she should get off of the bed, umediyachet chaneha, is the shear of the ach. Two different approaches. According to Rav Chisda, actually, these two things are two different shiurim. The case in the Mishnah of getting off the bed is a shear subsequent, and it's actually the shear of acher. And according to Rav Ashi, these two shiurim are actually the same shiur. If she's holding the aid in her hand, so then the shiur is Kadesha Tered Min Amita. If she's not holding the aid in her hand, then the shiur is Kadesha Toshit Yada Tachat HaKar Tachat HaKeset. Today, the Gemara wants to prove from a Braita that Rav Chisda is correct. It's amazing. Ezehu Acher Zman. What do we mean by the shiur of Acher Zman in the Mishnah? What is that shiur? The problem was that the Chachamim in Usha had apparently never given a shiur for the beginning of Achar Otyom. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok was upset at the fact that they hadn't said a shiur. So he said to them, why is it that we never hear from you what the shiur of Achar is? He said to them, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that Shemek Rabbi Akiva, is it perhaps you hold like Rabbi Akiva, in which case you felt that there was no point in giving a shear to Acher, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you have the same suffix anyway, even in the Eitz Leis, it would also be Matana et Boala. So what's the difference? You figured, why bother teaching everyone the difference between Otyom and Acher? Anyway, that look is like Rabbi Akiva, so we'll just put it all in one thing, and we'll say anything after Otyom is Matame is Bala Misafik. Is that the reason? Omrulo. So they said to him, no, that's not the reason. It's just that we don't know. Lo Shamanu, we simply don't know the shiur of the extension of Otyom. Amar Lahem, so then, and this is actually now the Braisa that defines Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. This is the detail of the din that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok said earlier. And here he himself explains what is meant. He said, Kach pirshu chachamim biyavne, lo shahata kedei shetered bin amita v'tediyach et paneha, toch zman huze utmeim misafek upturim mikorban, v'chayav basham talui. If she had not yet waited up to the point that she could have gotten off of the bed and wiped herself using the aid, that is still considered to be toch hazman, meaning toch lezman after otyom. And therefore,
she would be tamei misafek, so the Baal, meaning the Baal, would be tamei misafek, and they would be chayev at an ashram tolui. Sha'as ha'kedesh teret min amita, v'todiach et paneha, once she already had gotten to the point in which she could have gotten off of the bed and wiped herself, then that's already achazman. And for that matter, anything after that, up to 24 hours later, would have the same halacha, because she's metamim yesliyes with the same suffix, and that's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. V'chein kishishata me'ed le'ed, for that matter, or of course mipkida lepkida, if she had made a bedika beforehand, it would still be ba'alam metame mishum maga ve'enu metame mishum bo'el, according to the Tanakh Kama, the Arkas and Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is that a bo'el is metame, just like anything else would be metame, just like a mishka v'moshe would be metame, but certainly not as a bo'el nida, it was metame for shivat yamim. Rabbi Akiva omer, at metame mishum bo'el. According to Rabbi Akiva, there would be the tumah also mishum bo'el nida. Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher of Yochanan ben Zakkai omer, we have a third shita which we'll discuss afterwards, right now. We don't want to go off on a tangent here. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher of Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I don't know, Bechlal is no problem. What are you talking about? The Baal being Tamei. The Baal is not even Tamei for Yom Echad. Baala nichnas lechal omaktir ktoret. For all we can think, I don't care if he goes into the Hekel of Beit HaMikdash to bring the ktoret on that day. Now, getting back though to what we care about. Now, according to Rafista, this all makes sense, right? Because Rafista, remember, said that the second shiur of Kadesha Tered Man Hamita is indeed a later shiur. And Kadesha Tered Man Hamita is the end of the second period, the beginning of the third period, which is why this becomes now the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. But according to what Rav Ashi was learning, Kadesha Tered Man Hamita is the equivalent of Kadesh Toshikya Datahatakar Tahatakeset. So according to him, it's the end of the Otyom period. Correct? If it's the end of the Otyom period, it begins the second period. The second period, she's Tame Misafik. Even according to the Rabbanan, she would be Mitabi at Bo'ala, even according to Rabbanan, Misafik. The only difference between the first period and the second period is whether it's Vadai, in which case you have to bring a Korban Chata, so whether it's Safek, in which case you have to bring an Ashram Tavoy, or not an Ashram Tavoy according to our Mishnah. But in any event, it certainly doesn't work out according to Rav Ashi. So Bishlein Rav Chista, the way Rav Chista understood it, that there were three separate shiurim. In other words, there's Otyom, which is the beginning of the first shiur, the immediate medika that extends up until putting your hand underneath the pillow, taking the aid. And then from that point until the point of Kadesh Tered Man Hamita is now the second stage, and post Kadesh Tered Man Hamita up till 24 hours, in other words, at any point, that is the third stage. So that's fine. Then this makes sense, and this is exactly what Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok is saying. But according to Rav Ashi, this doesn't make any sense, because according to Rav Ashi, the Chachamim also agree in the second period, which I'll leave it to Rav Ashi. The case of Tered Min Amita is the second period, assuming that anyway she was holding the aid in her hand, which was the whole point of Rav Ashi. So assuming she's holding the aid in her hand, how does he explain Amai Mitahere Rabbanan? Why are the Rabbanan in this case being Mitaher when according to the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan are made that the Boel is Tamei as a Boel Nida, at least besides Suffolk, in the second period? So go explain that. Now, maybe, the only way I could think of it, it seems an impossible kasha, right? I mean, the only possible terrace that you could say here is that, remember that Rav Ashi spoke about this shiur only where she was holding the aid in her hand. So if she's holding the aid in her hand, that would be the same exact shiur as putting her hand underneath the pillow. So maybe here we're reframing it. I understand it's very stretched. But maybe over here he means that the third period indeed would begin if she were not holding the aid in her hand. And she got to the point where she was Tered Min Hamita. So that would be two times. The time that it takes to take the aid, Mitachat HaKar VaKesef, that now begins period two. and then getting off of the bed and wiping herself, that's not period three. And therefore, he's basically talking about the end of the period of Suffolk, Aliba de Rabbona. I mean, it is a tremendous stretch, but it's certainly possible. So it's the Gemara, but that wouldn't really be acceptable, because the Chitema de Ein Eid Biyadat. If you're going to try to tell me that the case over here, when it says Kadesh Tered Min Amita, is talking about that she wasn't holding the Eid, and therefore we have the equivalent now of a third shear. So then, I mean, don't you think he should have said what the difference is? He should have made the difference between Eid Biyadah or Ein Eid Biyadah. Me boy, what? He should have explained that, don't you think? I mean, because after all, Rav Ashi claimed all along this was a particular shear. I mean, why didn't it say it? Especially, as Tosis points out, you can't have a Braita, but by definition, the Braita now is coming to explain the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah specifically now is going to be using the case where Eid Biyadah. And all of a sudden, we switch to a case of Ein Eid Biyadah. We don't even talk about it. Come on. That's extremely confusing, because then somebody could come to a conclusion that if Eid Biyadah, or even if Eid Biyadah, there would still be a Batamias Bala in this case. I mean, that's ridiculous. You have to tell me otherwise. You have to explain it here in the Brisa. We're not referring to the same case that we referred to in the Mishnah. That's difficult to believe. Gosh, you're right. That is a problem. The question whether it's a fatal problem is dependent on the Machlokas, actually, Aposkim, where the difference, the famous distinction between Tiyufta and Kasha, because if we say Tiyufta, then we don't pass it in La Locha. If we say Kasha, we can still pass it in La Locha, assuming we have an answer built in. And in this case, certainly it's possible to give an answer. In other words, we could say that the Bryce wants to distinguish in this particular shear between Eid Biyadah, or tell us the shear, even if Eid Biyadah, that there's two shear, and this is the equivalent of now a double shear, you know. So it's not, it is a machlokas poskim, whether we paskel like Rav Ashi or not. Most, by the way, learn anyway that there's no real machlokas in time, that it's difficult to believe that Rav Ashi and Rav Chisda were arguing that Mitzvot, is this the same shear or not the same shear? The question was how to read the Mishnah. Are we talking about a third shear with the case of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda ben Osher, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, I mean, what about this last thing that you said, that the Boel can go into the Heichal and bring the Ketores, and wait a second, everybody is Moda, that she's Metame, you don't say the word Boalah, because Boalah implies she's Metame him because he is Boalah. I mean that he's Tame for 7 days, because of Boel Nida, correct? That is not true, but I mean everybody agrees that he's no different than Mishka Bumoshav. I mean, if she can be Matami a bed, why would she not be Matami him? Fine, for 1 day. But I mean, that day he's Tame. You're telling me he's going to the Heichal. How can he go into the Heichal? Forget about Boel Nida. He touched something Tame. She is Tame. Why can he go into the Beit HaMikdash? V'tekle d'avi nogeya b'meyed leit shebe Nida. I thought in a case of a nogeya that we still are going to be Matami him, at least for meyed leit. No, that's true, but remember, there's always the sheet of Shammai. Kol Anashim Dayan Sha'atan. Kol Anashim Dayan Sha'atan. There is no Eid Liyeh. So he's saying, Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is basically saying, Aliva the sheet of Shammai, someone who sleeps with a woman who within the next 24 hours is going to be Roa Adam, can go into the Heichal and be back to Ketores within the next day, and it makes no difference. He doesn't have to worry about Tuma at all, because they're called Anashim Dayan Sha'atan. Now, of course, the problem is, if he slept with her, why doesn't he have to worry about being a Balkari? I mean, it's all very nice to talk about not being Mekabel Tuma from her, but, I mean, what, are we just ignoring the fact that he's a Balkari? Because Balkari, at the most, he's going to be at Tful Yom, even if he went to the Mikveh today, and if he's going to be a Tevul Yom, obviously he can't go into the Heichal to be back to the Ketores. So what are you talking about? No, it's talking about B'shalo Gamar Biyato. What it means over here is that he didn't ejaculate. The word Gamar Biyato is used differently, remember. Normally, Gamar Biyato just means complete penetration as opposed to Hara. It's only Benogea the question of Shivcha Haruf, we have the Sheet of Rashi, Gemar Biyato, literally Gemar Biyato, in terms of ejaculation. Over here, that's what it means, obviously. Rashi has to be machalic between the two cases of the Boel, neither Burhara is considered to be the equivalent of the Bia, and what we're talking about over here, we're just interested in whether he's a Balkari or not, either he is or he isn't. I mean, since what we're trying to do is we're trying to separate the Inyonim of the Tuma over here, so let's take away Tuma's Keri. There's nothing that forces us to say he was Gaman Biyato. Forget about Keri. I'm talking about this issue. Did he be Makabel Tuma? Was he Makabel Tuma from her? That's all that, that's all the reviewer is coming to say. He was not Makabel Tuma from her. Obviously, he's talking about himself. That's not what we're talking about. But as far as the relationship with her is concerned, he can go into the Hekel B'Makir Ketores. I'll leave it to Shammai. Yes?
It's hard with the riding on the camel is a problem. Look at the end here, not finishing, still even doing some, it's got to be more than riding on a camel.
More.
He's involved in
that. On the contrary, Tosfos says the case of riding on the camel would be that it was actual orgasmic ejaculation. That really didn't take place.
So if he was a Balkari and he went to the mikvah, he would need a Rav Shemesh.
Sure. Well, you don't get the nichnas. Okay. Modim Chachomim l'Rabbi Akiva. And the next, closing piece of the Mishnah is that the Chachomim remoted to Rabbi Akiva b'roa keta. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, there's two ways to approach this. Are they moda that Rabbi Akiva is right? Just like Rabbi Akiva said that an isho is metame l'mafreya b'meyes le'es is metame et bo'ala. So too they agree that if what we had was a re'iyat keter, that she will be metame bo'ala retroactively, which is the pashtus of understanding it. Or does it mean, and that's what Rav says, I'm a Rav Lamafreya. This is going Lamafreya, their Maida, and it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Remember that earlier we had that Rabbi Meir is Machmer Biksamim. He holds that a Ketem is more Chamur, because after all, he says, look, I mean, B'tzipor lo nitaska, B'shuk shel tabachim lo avra. So Damza, where did it come from? We don't have anything to be told on, because by definition, as we'll see later on, if we have any reason to explain this down, like she was making a chicken. I mean, fine, so she's making a chicken. You know, it might have been some down left on the chicken. She walked through Shuk Shel Tabachim. Certainly we're not going to take a ketem seriously. But here, since by definition a ketem, where we're worried about a ketem, is where there was no possible way of this blood appearing unless it was coming from her. So there, it's even more chamur. Because after all, I mean, who knows how long it's been here? Where she finds Dom with a Badika, okay, what, why should we say that the Dom was here earlier? But here we know the Dom has been here. It's been on this baguette. So therefore, maybe it's because you're Mafreya too. That's Rabbi Meir.
But both of them.
The husband too, yeah. The Shmuel on that? Shmuel says no. Even when it says, Bonim Chacham Rabbi Akiva, strangely enough, it means Mikan al Abba, which doesn't seem to make sense, because being Mikan al Abba, they always agreed. Obviously, once she finds blood, that she's going to be Matami Mikan al Abba. Richie?
Yeah.
You'd rather be what?
No.
Says the Gemara, Mikan al Abba? Pshiti, I mean, it's it. Obviously, Mikan al Abba. I mean, isn't that the whole... Any woman whose role is Mikan al Abba, she's Matami. No. Because, look, Let's think about the abstraction, nothing about the case. But what's the abstraction? Mies leis is the Rabbana. We said that a woman is batame mies leis. The Chachomim say that takona of mies leis, that she's batame mit Rabbana, is only mikana lahav. Okay. Ketem is also only batame mit Rabbana, because as we explained, any dam that she doesn't feel is not considered to be tame in terms of her husband. So maybe, what's the difference whether it's retroactive or from this point forward? But maybe the idea is, in the abstract, that wherever there's a takonah d'rabbanan of tumah, it doesn't affect the husband. So just like mi'es li'es, where there was literally a ria, we know that from this point forward, she's a nida. But there she's a real nida from this point forward. She found dam. The question is now, retroactively, where it's a d'rabbanan, will she be matam as bala? No. So you might say the same thing is true of a ketan. A ketan, even from this point forward, is a drabbanan.
And therefore
would not be matam mizbora law even for this point forward. Kamash malan, that it does. That's the chiddush. So I might have thought, look, since meit leit is drabbanan, and since ketamim is drabbanan, so just like ma meit leit lo matamat bora law, af ketamim lo matamat bora law. That's what I would have thought. We should put them in the same category. Kamash malan, that the halacha is different. Well, why is it different? Actually, now that you pointed out, it's a very important. Emor Hachinami, maybe in fact the Rabbanan should not be Moda. Why did the Mishnah say that should be Matam is Boalam? Because Hatam ain't Shor Shachut Lefanecha. Hacha ye Shor Shachut Lefanecha. You've got over here, the Shor is dead. We're borrowing this from the Sugya and Kulin, where we spoke about the Chazaka Lagabe, the Isser of, you know, by the sacking where it was found, Pagum and so on. We talked about Panefa. But it was, what it means is that you now see in front of you the Reyesa, that is going to prosecute to say that she should be Batami. The blood is right here. So what are you going to do? The case of Yesliyes, there's no blood retroactively. Over here, the blood is here from this point on. And therefore, it makes much more sense that she's had this suffix all along. V'chein, Omar Resh Lakish L'mafreya of Rabbi Meir, he, and Rabbi Yochanan V'kalab of Rabbanan, he, the same machlokas that we had over here between Rav and Shmuel, is a machlokas between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Do we mean only Mikan Ulahava? Kol ha'nashim b'cheskat tahara l'ba'alehen. Now, of course, this has a double implication, la'alocha. Kol ha'nashim b'cheskat tahara l'ba'alehen certainly seems to mean do not need a bedikah kodem tashmish. You can assume that if she were tahara, she remains tahara.
Don't you rely on a chazaka to the safek before the fact is on safek, so you have to check.
What?
You don't rely on a chazaka if there's a safek. No?
No, on the contrary. Chazaka is even where you have a safek. Chazaka tells you up front there's nothing to be misupak about. So that's the first thing it tells you.
But do you rely on a chazaka chachila?
Of course. Not to be machzik yisur, or machzikin in yisur, where you have a cheskas hetzer, you don't start worrying about a cheskas yisur. Now, the other thing that it teaches you, lechora, is that you don't have to bother finding out. It says, b'cheskas tar l'ba'alayim. So in other words, and this is now the next case, it makes that clear. Haba'in min haderech, nishayam lem b'cheskas tara. Guy walks into the house after being away for a while. The question is how long a while, that we'll have to discuss. The guy walks into the house having left his wife Becheskes Tahara. He now does not have to knock on the door and say, honey, how are you doing, or anything like that. He can simply climb into bed with her without even asking, which is a big shaila, because you know that there's the famous question of whether you have to check your tzitzit every day. We're not able to check our tzitzit every day. What do we check our tzitzit for? We know last time we had the tzitzit, they were kosher. What are we checking the tzitzit for again? We have a cheskas kosher tzitzit. So this is all based on the shita of the peskin, including the gro, that where it's efshir to be mavara something, that one should be mavara. Though you can look at it. So look at it and see whether there's a problem.
You can't rely on a chazak.
And you don't rely on a chazak with efshir mavara. So, I mean, why are you relying on a chazak over here, Mitzvah Shalavar? Why aren't you mechuyev to ask? So, here, there's a lot of issues that we'll see as we go along, some of the elements that we need to take into consideration. But remember that we have over here a double question, something of a sveik sveika. And this is how many want to be mechalek. Because even if she had been rayadah, and there had been a change in her situation, she could have already been tovelet. So let's say, was she Ro'ah or was she not Ro'ah? Question A. And if she had been Ro'ah, was she Mitaharet or not? So there, perhaps even where it's Efshel of Arure, you don't have to be Mavar, because there are Chazaka, Kenegat, Sveik, Sveika, is enough to rely on that Chazaka without even bothering you to be Mavar.
Wait for 2 months, I mean,
sure. No, that we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Now, the question is, I mean, haba'in min ha-derech seems to be totally irrelevant. What do I care whether he's ba'in min ha-derech or whether he just walked into the house after a long day at work or after being in the office for 3 days straight? I mean, what's haba'in min ha-derech?
Right.
Exactly. The previous line includes haba'in min ha-derech. That's what you just said. So, lama li lamisne haba'in min ha-derech. What's the point of saying a guy who comes back from a trip? Ah, because we might have thought that the only time that you could say, I'm really sorry, but before we even begin this, I got sidetracked because of our president's question. I wanted to deal with it immediately. But the truth is, I mean, just looking at the Mishnah as a naive reader, there's a contradiction between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah says, Derech Menos Yisrael Misham Shot B'Shnei Edim. What is that supposed to mean? And then the next, in other words, this is the way that you carry on your normal behavior. And then the next Mishnah says, oh, you actually don't have to worry about that. Because all notion of Bechesk is tired of Baalim. It's a direct steer of the first part of the Mishnah to the next part of the Mishnah. No, Bechesk is tired means. That's the point.
I think one
says that he doesn't have to ask. Whatever it is, it's going. We need to deal with the issue. The Gemara doesn't ask it here as a contradiction. And remember that this is included in the discussion they had earlier on Daf Yud Beis. At least it seems to be the same discussion. It was there that the Gemara concluded that this is talking about where she's not a Sukkah B'Taharot. And the first Mishnah, even though it wasn't a Mishnah, Rabbi Zera, is talking about where she was not at Sukkah B'Taharot. And that, of course, leads to Rashi's famous sheet that he sticks with consistently throughout. There is no din of chashash at all of a woman vis-a-vis her husband. It's only a chashash if she's at Sukkah B'Taharot. If she's at Sukkah B'Taharot, so then already we'll make nigu that we're going to make a bedika turn to the Taharot. So we'll make a bedika also to be metake in beita. But we would never do so just in a case where she's worried about her husband. And as we discussed yesterday, the Ripke Veger, why would we be more choshish for Tyrus than we would be for Nisar Koris with her husband and so on, and his teretz, that since obviously there was no hargosha, because otherwise what are we talking about? This is a chash b'yalma, what's chash based on? If she had hargosha, then she would have had to check. Now, there was clearly no hargosha, in which case the dam, by definition, is only tamei for Tyrus. It's not going to be tamei for her husband, except min rabbanan. And therefore, the case of Tyrus, where it's a diaraisa, there we'll make a takana that she should check. For her baal, where it's only rabbanan, we won't make a takana that she should check.
It's something that's been a while for our case, isn't it? I'm afraid of
it. What is that?
I thought we just said if she has kisame, that it's enough.
No, we're not talking about kisame. So that's the way that Rashi learned. But as I mentioned to you yesterday, there's the Rambam sheet that says that there's a requirement even shelo asukah b'taharos. It seems to be connected to the whole sugya earlier. Okay, now the Rambam, because of the end of the sugya before, holds that the Gemara had charata from that distinction, which means he has to now provide a different answer to this Mishnah, and that is, as Scott raised the question, are we talking about Anisha Sheyesh Laves or Anisha Shein Laves? Maybe there's a difference between those two cases. Okay, that, so again, the whole sugya changes entirely according to the Rambam. Now let's get into the differences that the Gemara makes. Why do we need to say, asks the Gemara, haba'in min ha-derech at all? Because sa'kadatech, I mean, I would have thought, if a woman has a husband in town, so then she pays attention to her own feelings, makes sure that she knows whether she is tahara or not, and because of that, she will make sure that if she was royah, she will be tovelas, and so on. But if she doesn't have a husband in town, so over there she's not paying that much attention to her feelings anyway about what's going on in her body. So maybe over there we should not be so mech on the fact that she is becheskes taira, kamashmal, and therefore comes on the Mishnah to say, the chazaka is that she was tahora, and that's all that we care about. Which of course raises the question, for how long? Omre shlokish b'shum rav yudah nesia. Obviously, the Mishnah is only talking about a case where hu shabahu matzah b'toch yimei onata. It's only if he found her now within, it's okay, dear President, it's fine, so far so good. And I don't want you to lose anything. He found her b'toch yimei onata. So that she now has the assumption, and this b'toch yimei onata is what is referred to henceforth, halakhically, as ona benonit, a standard ona. So we will give a woman 30 days, which we'll say is standard for menses, a standard period. If he now came back before 30 days had passed from her previous period, now we can assume that she wasn't Ro Adam.
And he knows?
And he knows, yeah. But if he came after Yimei Onata, how could he, what are we going to say? She was never Ro Adam? Om Revuna, Loshna Elisha in Laveset, Avo Yesh Laveset, Asur Lashamish. This is only if she doesn't have her own period. But if she has a period, then she cannot be Mashamish. Klape Leia, hey, buddy, where are you heading over here? Wait a second. Amrav, understand, it's just the opposite, no? Ipka Mistav, if Ein Laveset, if she doesn't have a standard period, so Ema Chazoi, then maybe she actually was Raya. But Yeshla Veset, if she does have a Veset, then either the Veset came or didn't. I mean, Veset Kaviyama. So what did you mean? No, you're right. Let's correct that. Eliyitma Haki Yitma. Omer Abuna Loshna Elashalo Higia Sha'at Vesta. This is only if she was a woman who had a Veset, that her own Veset had not arrived. Aval Higia Sha'at Vesta Asura. She would definitely be Asura, because we would say that she was Vadai Roa, which means that according to him, Alma Kasava, Vesto Dioraita. He obviously holds that the idea of menses, that we'd have to assume that she was Vadai Roa, that's a Dioraita. It's not that the Drabbanan said, look, since we generally find periods that are associated with menses, we should be machmer and say that the veset is machayev you now to assume that she was vadai roya. That's only a derabbanan. He apparently holds that it's the oraisa. Now, here is the source of a major machlokas that is nogea halacha lamaisa, very nogea halacha lamaisa. When Ravuna said lo shanu, was he talking about Reish Lakish? Or was he talking about the Mishnah? Reish Lakish said, you always have to worry about an ona benonit. 30 days, you have to assume it was after 30 days that she was right. Says Rav Huna, when, assuming he's going on Reish Lakish, when is that? If she didn't have a Veset Kavua. But if she had a Veset Kavua, then the Veset Kavua defines it. Which would mean, which would mean that the Veset Kavua would negate now the Ona Benonit. If he's referring to Reish Lakish, what he's saying is, if she has a Veset Kavua, then forget about the Ona Benonit. And that's one way of learning the Gemara. Now, both Ramban and Rashba learn the Gemara in that way. Which means that according to them, an Ona Benonit is meaningful only where a woman doesn't have a Veset Kavua. So let's say she has a Veset Kavua, let's say to see on day 29. Comes along now, and we say Ona Benonit, you know that of course there's a famous Machlokas whether the Ona Benonit is the 30th day, or the Ona Benonit is post the 30th day, which is the 31st day. Okay, let's assume now 30 days. So now, if she has, let's say, a period on the 29th day, and now she did not see on the 29th day, does she now have still to be Choshesheh for the 30th day? Not, you know, will be a minute in these cases where she wasn't Bodeket, or whether she's allowed to sleep with her husband, because we are marking a person, Somach Levesta, not to sleep with his wife. Is the 30th day Somach Levesta? Or do we say, having skipped the 29th day, which is Veset Kavua, that's it, this period is over, now we'll be Cheshish, you know, three times we could cancel the period, but that will be Cheshish next time. That's, by the way, there's three sheetas I should have actually told you about Onah Beinonit. 30 days, 31 days, or that the Onah Beinonit is the equivalent of the Veset HaChodesh, which means it depends on the month. If it's a 30 day, it would be the same day on the month. If it's a 31 day, it's the same day on a month where the month is a mole. So there's really three shittas. But whatever they are, that's the only one that would be the mashmaut of the sugya if Ravun is referring to Resh Lakish. If you learn that Ravun is referring to the Mishnah, then he wasn't saying anything about Resh Lakish's case. He may hold you have to worry about the Onah Beinonit. That's one issue. Now I'm coming to say something else. I'm coming to say that in a case with a Veset Kavua, the Veset, whatever, whenever that is, would be Koveya as well. Okay? There's actually three ways to do this. Because the Mashma'ut over here, Rashi is saying, Lo Shanu, Rashi says, Dechimatza Tochi Me Onata Lo Boy Bedika. So he's going to go a little bit of a Shlokish. The three Shitas are like this. Either Onah Beinonit doesn't apply Bichlal on an Isha Shiyesh Lavezet Kavua, as the Rambam learned, or an Onah Beinonit also defines an Isha Shiyesh La, or it depends. If the Onah of the Isha, the normal Veset of this woman, is longer than 30 days, such as she's always Roa, let's say, to 35 days. So then she does not have to be Choshesheh to 30 days. But if she's Roa, let's say, every 29 days, and skips her period of 29 days, we still have to be Choshesh for a Riyah of Onah Beinonit. Okay? Those are the three Shitas, based on how one understands the Sugi here in the Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish, we sure may be in the Siyah. Huh? Let's see it inside again. Rava Bar Bar Chana says, I go all the way the other direction. I say, afilu higia sha'at vesta nami muteret. I hold that even if it was time for her veset, she would still be muteret, because he holds vistot drabanan, so the chachomim are mechayever to do a bedika. Okay? However, if lamaisa, we don't know whether she did a bedika, such as this case where he's out of town, we're not going to be chayish for that to be koveya her tumah, because it's only a chiyah min rabbanan anyway. Now the shaila is, how is this possible? This is Tosafot's question. Obviously the woman's not going to be going forever without ever being rolled down. But worse is we learn out, the Gemara learns out elsewhere, from a pasuk, Azhar Levnei Yisrael, she for sure minishotayim, so muchlevistan. So how is it possible to say that there's an Azhar Levnei Yisrael to be perish, if now you're telling me there's no such thing as a veset d'oraita? Therefore, Tosafot says, obviously, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana can't be talking about a case where there wouldn't have been time for her to be mitaharet if she had seen Dan. He's talking about a case where even if she had been Roya Dam, and still Sofik Rasa Dam, because Vestas Rabbanan, fine, you have a chiyuv to avoid that Sofik. But if you have an opportunity to be Tayvelet after that, in other words, he waited till the end of her Nidais and gave her time to be Tayvelet. Now he comes back home. He doesn't know whether she was a Nida or not. And even if she had been Roya Dam, maybe she was Tavelis. If you say Vesta's the Arisa, I mean, maybe. I mean, the Riyah is a Vadai, if it's the Arisa. The Tvila is a Safek. We don't know if she was Tavelis. Then we would say, as we'll see later, Ein Safek Motsimi De Vadai. But if you hold Vesta's are only Darabanan, just talking about over here, he waits 7 days after the Veset, so even if she was Re'adam, she would now be at the end of her Nidos, Bidi Raisa. And now, maybe she was Tavelet. So it's a Sophic and a Sophic, as we'll see later.
Is it still
called Yemei? Or the case would be by Yemei Anotai. Gave her enough time, depending on her corpus. Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. Now, the way Rav Ashi said over this thing was like this. Omer Aguna, Lo Shana La She'ed La Veset Liyamin, Elo Yesh La Veset Liyamin, Elo Kvitzot. The case that we say over here that she has a cheskas taira, even in the event that the day of her veset came, is where this woman has a veset haguf. A veset haguf, as we saw earlier, is where the day is mechubar to something that she does. So over here she has a veset leguf ulayamin. So in other words, every 30 days, if she does exercise, then she's roya. But if she doesn't do exercise, then she isn't roya. So it's talk. Sorry?
On the 30th.
Yeah. In other words, it's a veset, it's a complex veset. It's a veset that's murkav of two issues, kvitza and yom. So there, Ravuna was saying, there's no reason for us to assume that she did her exercises. Kivad debemaaset tal yam milta, since she will only be roya if she exercises that day, ema lo kafitz. Maybe she didn't do her exercise. V'lo chazoy. And therefore there's no vadai that she was ro'ah. Avayesh la vetet liyamim. If her period is dependent purely on the number of days, or on the day of the month, then asura l'shamesh. Obviously he holds festo to diaraita. Therefore it's a given that she was ro'ah. It's only a suffix if she was tovelet. And the chazaka would no longer hold. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar, in this version that Rav Ashi is saying, so here Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar, afilu yesh la vezet liyamim muteret, as long as there was time for it to be tovelet, kasavar vestot drabanan, therefore it's still a suffix whether she was roya, even though it's only dependent on the day. But that's not 100%. That's just that the Rabbanan told you to be choshish for that. And therefore, we can be samech on the possibility of tefillah as well as those such claims. Omar Rav Shmuel, Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Isha sheyesh la veset, ba'alam mechashev yemei vista u'ba'alea. If she has a normal period, then her husband can figure out whether there was enough time for her to be mitzaharet by tefillah after her period. And again, she would be Betheska's Tyra for him. He can assume that she was Tovelet. Omer le Rushmu bar Yeva le Rabbi Abba, did Rabbi Yochanan say that in any cases? Now, there's two ways of reading this. Rashi learns, Afilu Yalda, even if his wife is a young girl, the Beziza le Mitval, who is Bosha, she's embarrassed to go to the mikveh, and every time she has to go to the mikveh, her husband has to like talk her into it. Come on, it's not so bad. And, you know, we'll wait till no one else is around. And, you know, and I really love you, and so on and so forth. And so then, how can he be sumich that she went? I mean, is he so sure that she went to the mikveh? Tosfos learns, afilu yolda, even if she had a baby, the beziza lemitvah, she's afraid to go to the mikveh because of her condition, she's delicate, and there's a case in the sugya in Shabbos where a woman was got seriously ill from going to the mikveh too early. She doesn't want to go to the mikveh for health reasons. Okay, so that would mean that it's a vadai. If she was yolda, then she was vadai tameya because of the leda. Amar le. Otu vadai ra'ata mi amar Rabbi Yochanan. What? I don't understand your question. According to Rashi, it means, did Rabbi Yochanan say that the din applies where she definitely was Raya Da? Ema Dhamma Rav Yochanan, Safik Rata, Safik Lo Rata. All Rav Yochanan was saying is, look, you know that her period passed. You're not sure that she actually saw during this period. And now all I'm saying is, V'im Timsa Lo Marata, assuming that she had Ema Tavla. Maybe she was Tovelet. Aval Vadai Rata, Mie Marda Tavla. If, however, she had definitely seen, now this is why Tosva says it's got to be read Yalda. Because Yalda, I mean, what does Yalda, what does a Yalda have to do with definitely saw? So if she was Yalda, meaning she was a Yoledet, so then she was Vadairoa. I don't understand your question. Obviously, Rav Yochanan never said, if you have a Vadai Tuma, that you have a right to assume she went to the mikvah. How do you have a right to assume? You have to find out if she went to the mikvah. Okay? Rashi has to learn the sugya, and this depends on simply what the word beziza means. Does beziza mean bosha from Lashon of Baz? Or does beziza mean mefachedet? It does brings a few places where you see, it says that son is buzzes me'ave, in the sense of afraid to go against his father's wishes. So we see we use the Lashon also in terms of fear. So the way Rashi has to learn is it's the Gemara saying this. It's a little bit of a stretch. You ask me whether Rav Yochanan said his halacha even if this girl would be afraid to go to the mikveh on her own. Not afraid, but she's embarrassed to go to the mikveh on her own. And he would have to take her to the mikveh, right? That's what you asked. But look, was Rav Yochanan talking about a case where she was Vadai Roya? Of course not. The whole thing over here is maybe she was Roya. So Rav Yochanan is saying, in terms of a maybe she was Raya, I can also say, well, maybe if she was Raya, she also went to the mikveh. So, I mean, we're not saying anything about the Ut. Therefore, what's the difference if she's a Yalda or she's not a Yalda? We're just being Seimech. I mean, she could have gone to the mikveh if she's a Yalda. Again, Tosafot says, I don't like that shot. It's a very forced shot. The Gemara seems to be actually wondering about whether Rabbi Yochanan would have said in a case of Vadai. According to Rashi, there is no case of Vadai here. It's just a strange way of explaining, well, anyway, it's a suffix, and therefore, what's the difference if she's a Yalda? So if, in any event, the Gemara is coming out that if she had Vadai bin Roa, we would not have said that the suffix of her going to the mikveh would be able to take off the Vadai of her Re'iyah, correct? How can you say that she was Tovela? It's a Safek Uvadai. Vein Safek, Motsivide Vadai. If we're not sure that she went to the mikvah, and you hold that she, in the case where she was a Yalda, or you hold that, or you hold that Vestus of the Uraisa, and it was over Yemei Veset, and she was Vadai Roya, how can you just assume that she went to the mikvah? Now wait a minute, says the Gemara, is that true? You're saying velo? Ain't sefek mitzibidei vadai, for sure? Never say that when something is vadai, one thing, that a suffix can't be mitzibidei vadai. How about the case of Matanya, a chaver shemet? Chaver is someone who's makbid always on taking off trumas and maisers. And over here he dies, and we come into his house, and we find his pantry is full of perot. Niniach miguram leya perot. And we see they're obviously fresh. They've just been brought in from the field. Afilo ein bnei yoman, arein becheskat metukanim. They're definitely metukan. Now, how could that be? I mean, we certainly know that they're vadai tevel. I mean, at one point, perot are tevel. So now we're saying we're not sure whether this guy took off trumas and maizos or not. But since we have a chazaka, we're going to say, look, I mean, we have a right to assume that before he died, he took off trumot u'ma'asrot. I mean, isn't that now a suffix of vadai? Over here, one second, ha'cha vadai teva. It's definitely perot de teva. We have a suffix if he took off ma'aser suffix eno ma'usa. And we're saying, ka'ati suffix u'motzimi de vadai. You need someone?
Yeah, I was looking for...
Not sorry enough, but go in there. No, just head in. You're waiting. We want the second shear. Okay, no, it's no problem. So, ka'ati safek o mochimidei vadai. That's the Gemara. It's considered to be a vadai uvadai. Keter of Chanina Chozo. The Rav Chanina Chozo Chazaka al Chaver she'eno motzi mitachat yado davar she'eno metukan. You can assume that a Chaver never would have died without taking off Trumas and Maisons, and therefore he definitely took it. It's not a suffix over here. It's the equivalent of a vadai. So this is a Chazaka that you can always rely on, or maybe the way to look at it is, it's a suffix and a suffix. You can't be absolutely sure that Peirot are Tevel. There's sometimes Peirot that are never Tevel. Maybe this was never Tevel. How could that be? Suffix or suffix, to Rabbi Hoshea, Dom Rabbi Hoshea. Ma'arim adam atvato, umach nisa b'mot shalom, k'deish tehe b'emto chelet u'ptura min ha'maser. Remember that there's two issues that we have to worry about when it comes to Maaser. The gemar of the Avodah, which requires that we should have threshed the wheat. And then we also have the question of knisa l'toch habayit. So when it's roa p'nei habayit, in a state of gemar malacha, it becomes chayev in Maaser. And at that point it's tevel. You're not allowed to use it. But if it had not yet been nigmar malachto, or if it had not yet been roa et pnei habayit, at a point at which it was nigmar malachto, such as he brings it first into his home in a state, pre-threshed state, and now he goes ahead and threshes it, it'll never become chayiv midyaraisa. Except that the Rabbanan asserted even an achila of a human, because it's considered to be achila tva. But an achila of a behemah, to feed it to your behemah, is considered to be arai. And therefore, he would now be able to permanently give it to his animal, since he brought it into his house without its being nigbar malachta. You can't be sure. When you look at his drawer, you can't be sure what the status was of these peirot. So you have basically a safek whether there's a chiyuv, and you have a safek whether if there was a chiyuv, maybe he took off the miser, because after all, he is a chaver. And therefore, it's a suffix and a suffix.
Chaver and more suffix, it will be miser.
No, that's right.
For the behemoth?
If it was nichnas shelo b'chiyov, no. That's the, I mean, that's the sugiv with all the Rishonim discussed with the behemoth shel tzadik. Why wouldn't the behemoth eat? I mean, that's what Tosfos says over there, Chulin. The chamor knew that this might, this hevel, he had brought in lechatchila for achilas adam, was chayev, so therefore refused to eat it. There it's even worse, because there it's talking about the mat. I mean, why was the behema being so makbid not to eat the mat even?
Is that strong because the chaver is considered sedentary, so you wouldn't question the rabban at all?
Would you mind saying that in English?
Oh,
isn't
this a stronger kasha because it appears that the chaver is a sedentary?
The chaver is a what?
A tzaduki?
Tzaduki. Yeah, it's a tzaduki. The Gemara in brackets that refers to him as a tzaduki. All right, there's a whole technoon out of it. No?
No.
That's why it's marked on the dragon, and that's why it's so marked on it. No.
Confusing two issues.
This is a normal year that is marked on.
Of course. Of course.
This is Gemara.
No. We'll talk about it afterwards. So therefore, we have over here either a vadai vadai or a sapik a sapik. Really, says the Gemara, kati en sapik matzimi de vadai. You're telling me that it's a given absolute rule that a sapik can never be matzimi de vadai. How about the case of Atanya maaseh b'shivkato shal meisik echad berimon? There was this guy who was a meisik, meaning a mosek zeitim, according to Tosfos, and he had a shivka. And this shivcha had miscarried. V'itila nefel lebor. She had thrown in now her aborted fetus into a pit. This Kohen now needed to know whether she was to be a leida, when her Yemei Tahira would start and so on, because she was working by it, and he was afraid she would be matame his tyrus or whatever. So bar kohen veitzitzpo leidayim zacharim nekeva. Rashi brings a lashon that this was a kohen who was a talmud chacham, would be moreh ra'ot. Whereas Tosfos says, no, this was a Kohen who was an idiot, who wasn't being careful about whether he was gonna become Tomei himself. You know, so I mean, Rashi in the end says, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Why in the world would he have put himself in this position if he was a Mora or a Rav? He must have been an Amora. To the contrary, maybe he was a Kotten, and she sent him there to find out what it is that she had been Mapella. But in any event, he takes a look over the pit late on Zachar Nekeva, and he couldn't find him. Tubama said of Techachami, Vitiaru, the Chachon who said, this coin is Tohar. Why? You have animals there. So you have weasels and moles that will drag it away or eat it. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the tumah. Now, wait a second. It's vada hitil a nefil. We know that definitely at one point there was a nefil there that would have been metamiyim if he had been mayil over the boar. It was definitely mayil over the boar. And now we're saying, well, maybe a chulda and bardalis dragged it away. It's a sabak yiru, sabak lo yiru. You're telling me now that ka'ati safik umotzi midei vadai. So why can we say the same thing over here? She was vadai ro'ah, maybe she was tovelet. So maybe the tovelet is the chulda lo the chulda bardalis, right?
Isn't the fact that you didn't see anything there a vadai, not a safik?
No.
There's no vadai.
Really? You can't see it, it's in the middle of a ditch. Lotemei tila nefel labor. Ella Ema Kimbin Nefel doesn't mean that she threw it yet. She wasn't even sure whether she had a real Nefel there or whether it was just Ruach Hipila and so on. So why does it say Leida im Zacharim de Kivak? I mean, if it wasn't a Nefel, why is he checking to see if it's a male or a female, not a Nefel? Yeah, that's rather strange. No, it means Ubakim Vitzitzpo A. Leidai Nefeli Pila in Ruach. First of all, I want to see if there's anything there. Ve'im Tibzal Omar Nefeli Pila. Leidai in Zachar Nekeva. So therefore it was a suffix. It's now a suffix and a suffix. Suffix whether there was a Nefel. And even if there hadn't been a Nefel, maybe the Bardalus of Chulda would have been Goru. So it's the same as, or, you know what? Maybe it's a Vadai or Vadai. Viboy Sema Kiva and the Chulda Bardalus, but Sayim Sham Vadai Giru. We don't view that as a suffix. There are certain types of chazakas, such as the cheskas achaver, we spoke about before. Mm-hmm. Here too, it's not a suffix. Something that's left there, 100% will be gone by the morning. And therefore, we view this as not a case of suffix motzi midei vadai. It's vadai motzi midei vadai. Mashenkin, the need for go to the mikveh, in this case, it's a suffix that you go to the mikveh. Ve'im suffix motzi midei vadai. Yeah, fair.